Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, boy. I have so much to talk with you about today. I've got notebooks here filled. Here, reams of stuff with notes. I had some Pierce Morgan tweets I wanted to talk with you about. This is going to shock you. But I've been following Pierce today. I got to be honest with you. I respect Pierce Morgan because I know where he's coming from. I respect that in anybody, whether it's a political enemy, an opponent, whatever it is. And you respect that just as a general respects his enemy. I respect Pierce Morgan because I know where he's coming from. He makes no bones about what he's talking about. And I respect that. Unlike people like Barack Obama and What's-Her-Face and the rest of that clan and that Everytown and the Bloombergs who flat out refuse to come out and say what we all know they're thinking. And America's on to that. But at least Morgan comes out and tells you what he's thinking. He feels that guns should be banned in America just like they did in England. Now he's got screws loose and he's a lunatic and it's not going to happen in America. And I think he's smart enough to know that, but he pushes that anyway. It's not going to happen and he knows that. But it's impossible to have, anyway, an honest discussion, if you will, because there is no debate. Americans have a Second Amendment right to bear arms, period. It's that simple. It's not going away, ever. It isn't going to happen. So it's impossible to have an intellectual, honest discussion with somebody who will simply say America needs to ban guns, because that's not feasible and it isn't going to happen. But at least I know where he's coming from, and I can respect that. But he put some tweets out. I've been following a lot of what he and a number of others have been putting out today. Starting, you know, with these bogus, you know, at least 85 people will die from guns in America today. What's wrong with you? The entire world is clueless on why your two-way rights seem to be more important than protecting children from being shot dead at school with semi-automatic guns. Michelle PA responds to Pierce Morgan, stay the hell out of our two-way rights, Pierce. Didn't you learn your lesson last time? You were completely clueless on the subject and our culture, which he is. But again, I respect the fact I know where he's coming from. There's no beating around the bush there. And, you know, he goes on with this whole thing. And his ultimate end, you know, the New York Post, considered a conservative, fairly conservative publication out of New York. Mr. President, please act. We need sensible gun control to help stop the slaughter. But they don't tell you what that suggestion is. Pierce Morgan will tell you ban guns. At least he'll tell you that. You won't get that from Jimmy Kimmel. Using his little dopey supposed comedy platform to come after you and your constitutional rights. What did Jimmy Kimmel have to say today or yesterday? Let's take a listen.
As I'm sure you know and feel, this is another very sad day in America, another senseless shooting, this time at a high school in Parkland, Florida, where a gunman, a former student, opened fire yesterday again. 17 lives have been lost, more than a dozen people are hospitalized, and our president, as he should, weighed in on the tragic events this morning from the White House.
We are all joined together as one American family, and your suffering is our burden also. No child, no teacher should ever be in danger in an American school.
Agreed.
No parent should ever have to fear for their sons and daughters when they kiss them goodbye in the morning.
Agreed. So I agree with both of those statements.
Now, let's just count. I'm going to stop now. I want you to count how many times he says the word something while proposing nothing. I want you to listen to this hypocrite. I want you to count how many times. Count them out. Maybe we'll do it together. How many times he says we have to do something and proposes nothing. Take a listen.
And here's what you do to fix that. Tell your buddies in Congress, tell Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and Marco Rubio, all the family men who care so much about their communities, that what we need are laws, real laws, that do everything possible to keep assault rifles out of the hands of people who are going to shoot our kids. Go on TV and tell them to do that.
I'm sorry, tell them to do what? I'm sorry, I missed your suggestion, but I digress.
But I'll tell you something. That is a perfect example of the common sense you told us you were going to bring to the White House. It's time to bring it. We need it. Tell these congressmen and lobbyists who infest that swamp you said you were going to drain, forced these allegedly Christian men and women who stuffed their pockets with money from the NRA year after year after year to do something now, later. Now, and don't you dare let anyone say it's too soon to be talking about it, because he said it after Vegas, he said it after Sandy Hook, you say that after every one of these 8 now fatal school shootings we had in this country this year. Children are being murdered.
Oh, there's a fan. Do something now. There we go.
Okay, do something.
3.
We still haven't even talked about it. You still haven't done anything about nothing. You've literally done nothing. Actually, you've done worse than nothing. You like to say this is a mental health issue, but one of your very first acts as president, Mr. Trump, was to actually roll back the regulations that were designed to keep firearms out of the hands of the mentally ill. You did that. Your party voted to repeal the mandates on coverage for mental health. So I agree, this is a mental illness issue, because if you don't think we need to do something about it, you're obviously mentally ill.
All right, I'm going to stop there, because Jimmy Kimmel's he's going to go crazy, and I'm going to cover this with you over the half hour. I'm also going to play some Megyn Kelly for you. Jimmy Kimmel so far suggested nothing. One of the fans, liberal, do something, and the crowd yells that out, so we'll count that. There's now 3 do-somethings with no suggestions of anything, which they can't ever do, but we'll go there in a minute. And the mental health that he's talking about was the Obama-era regulation designed as a gun control scheme, which eliminated due process for veterans and others who decided that they didn't want to handle their finances and had their constitutional rights curtailed with absolutely zero due process. So Jimmy Kimmel is being a disingenuous liar here. Either that or he's just an ignorant dope. We'll continue.
And it is amazing to me that if one illegal immigrant causes a car accident, we've got to build a wall to keep the rest of them out. Why are you looking for solutions to that problem and not this one? Every reasonable American, Republican or Democrat, knows that something has to be done.
There's
something.
4,
and
5.
We're not doing anything. But go ahead. I'll let you finish.
To every parent, teacher, and child who is hurting so badly, we are here for you, whatever you need, whatever we can do to ease your pain.
Great. Okay. What we need and what you can do to ease our pain and to prevent future pain is something. 8 out of 10 Americans agree that a teenager shouldn't have an AR-15. So why does a teenager legally have an AR-15? Somewhere along the line, these guys forgot they work for us, not the NRA.
Because a teenager at 18 years old is an adult. But I'll digress, Jimmy.
Us. And this time, we're not going to allow you to bow your head in prayer for 2 weeks until you get it all clear and we move on to the next thing. We're going to make sure you do something this time.
Oh, there we go.
And if you agree with me, and maybe you don't, but if you do, here's one way you can help. Go to everytown.org. All the information you need is there. And you can write to your representatives and call them. And if they don't listen, vote them out of office. Whatever you do, do something.
Oh, there's something again.
Because I, for one, am very, 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 very tired of this.
It's entirely premature to be discussing about legislative solutions, if any.
It's just not the time to dive into the politics and try to score political points.
I think anybody who would politicize this shooting should be ashamed of themselves.
This is not the time to have the discussion, and it's frankly, I think, insulting to the American public right now to try to politicize something.
The reaction of Democrats to any tragedy is to try to politicize it.
I'm more than happy to talk about this in a few days. Right now is not the time.
There's a time and place for a political debate, but now is the time to unite as a country.
This isn't a guns situation. I mean, we could go into it, but it's a little bit soon to go into it.
Yeah, no, it isn't. We'll be right back.
Okay, so there you heard Jimmy Kimmel. He also talked about Donald Trump after he blamed Donald Trump after Sandy Hook for doing nothing, which I'm sorry, but that was a number of years ago. So he's a little bit confused there. I didn't hear him go on any of these rants when Barack Obama was president, but again, I'll leave that out of the equation. Let's count the somethings that we have to do. We have to do something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times Jimmy Kimmel said we have to do something without suggesting anything. Because there's nothing Jimmy Kimmel can suggest. But, you know, we have to do something. And I'll agree, we do have to protect our children. And I'll suggest what that something is. We need to protect our kids. That's the something that needs to be done. We need to arm our teachers. We need to, with federal legislation, get rid of gun-free zones. Because there's no such thing as a gun-free zone when a criminal violates the law or the sign, which is what criminals do every day. We need to eliminate gun-free zones. We need to make it very clear. We need to replace the gun-free zone sign with a sign that states clearly, and we need to get it out everywhere, that if you walk in this school and you attempt to harm our children, you will be met with deadly force. And then I have something that I can suggest for Jimmy Kimmel. Here's something you can do. Why don't you start by disarming your own security staff and the corporate security staff that protects you when you go to work and everywhere you go out in public, you freaking hypocrite, you. Gun lovers, listen up. I have a huge announcement for you. How do free guns sound, right? Well, you're in luck because the USCCA is adding some serious bang to your February. They're here to give every responsibly armed American the protection they deserve. So they're giving away a different gun every single day. And today's the day you add a brand new gun to your arsenal. That's right. You could win a brand new gun this week. And it's not just one gun. You'll get up to 10 chances to win every single day. But it all ends soon. Don't get left behind. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to reveal what gun you could take home today. Maybe it's a new 1911, a high-speed SIG, or a rugged Glock. To find out, simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. And hurry, because today's gun disappears at midnight. Don't kick yourself tomorrow for missing this today. Go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered to win right now. Don't miss out. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Don't miss out on this opportunity, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
ArmedandResponsible.com. Make sure to head over to ArmedandResponsible.com right now. Guns. The USCCA wants to get a free gun in your hands. They're giving away free guns over there at ArmedandResponsible.com. Make sure to head over there every single day. The new gun, it flips at midnight. Make sure to get over there at ArmedandResponsible.com. All right, Warfighter Tobacco. Somebody sent me an email today, a photograph of the package that they just got from Warfighter Tobacco. I love it. WarfighterTobacco.com. If you know somebody that likes a good cigar, you want to give them as gifts, or maybe you like a good cigar or apparel, you want to wear some cool apparel, you want to buy some great coffee, support the vets that support this program, by all means, WarfighterTobacco.com. Use the promo code AAR. Get 10% off your purchases, except for the sample packs, over at WarfighterTobacco.com. Also, don't forget to check out USCCAOnAir.com. Let's go back over to Jimmy Kimmel, because I can't. Angry Mark comes out of the box. I'm not going to go on a rant here, although it would be very easy. I'll probably save that for the weekend show. I've got so much to cover with you on the weekend program. We'll play some Jimmy Kimmel. I'm going to play some right now too, but we'll have a group of analysts on the program on Sunday that will break some of this down. And there's more information coming out also, as we continue. For example, right now, Governor Scott in Florida is seeking the resignation of the FBI director. Look, the FBI blew this. All right, all this talk from the gun grab. Now, keep this in mind. I want you to look at it from your perspective. You've got these dopey leftists like Jimmy Kimmel using this large platform on his supposed comedy show, pimping out every town for gun safety. Okay? Every town, he's pushing this on his program. This is the same group who USA Today called out in a headline titled, "No, there have not been 18 school shootings already this year." See, here comes Angry Mark. The Washington Post headlining, "Every town's claim of 18 school shootings this year is wrong." Washington Post, the actual headline, "No, there haven't been 18 school shootings in 2018. That number is flat wrong." And you got Jimmy Kimmel pushing this crap on air. I want you to keep what I'm about to tell you in this perspective, because they're using this against you as a law-abiding American. Think about this. Here the FBI had this guy dead to rights. The Broward County Sheriff, been out to this guy's house 36 times. Maybe the sheriff ought to resign. Hindsight's crystal clear, isn't it? Well, we don't know. We didn't know. We don't know. We didn't know. He was screaming for guns. It was a violent household. They were out there on violent domestic calls. The kid later shoots up a school and kills 17 kids, wounds 12 other. That number might rise. What's he doing? Playing a game of CYA? I don't know. FBI has this guy wants to be a school shooter. He's flat out told him this. And they say they don't know what to do about it. Why? That's a lot of faith in the FBI, huh? From 2014, they got tips on this kid. You know what they did about it? They didn't do crap about it. Now the left-wing media, because of their inaction, right, at the FBI, is going crazy. Now you got Governor Scott calling out the FBI. I don't know. Am I being unfair to the FBI? I'm just telling you what Governor Scott did today. He's calling for the resignation of the head of the FBI who blew this. And it appears the FBI did blow it. You can't blame the cops down in Broward County. You know what kind of calls these guys get? That's a huge populated county down there. Big metropolitan area down there. You can't blame the deputies. These guys go on multiple calls. They know who the criminals are. They see the same losers every day doing their job. No, the sheriff doesn't get, you don't fire. He doesn't need to resign. He's a cop. He sees this. He sees the dregs of society every day. They know who the criminals are. They know who the prostitutes are. They know who the drug dealers are. They know where the domestics are, because the cops are out there on a regular basis. They don't all turn into spree killers like this lunatic. Not even aware that he knew about that FBI call from some regular citizen in Mississippi. Hey, man, this guy wants to be a professional school shooter, and the FBI doesn't do crap. Oh, well, we don't know how to, you know, we didn't know how to pursue it. Well, that's good. I'm glad the FBI doesn't know how to pursue a Facebook post that a guy in Mississippi found, right? So who knows? Who knows? But you know what they're doing? They're blaming you. The leftists have a mouthpiece now like none other before, and it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen again. Until what? Until we stop it. How do you stop it? Arm the teachers. Let these punks know you come into school, you're going to get your head blown off. Everybody's going to see what you had for breakfast, pal. Yeah. Or what little brains you have. Because it's going to be all over the walls. And guess what happens? These punks stop going there. Gun-free zones are killing zones. Take a listen to Megyn Kelly. Megyn, shouldn't she be in South Korea? I don't know. I'm just saying.
There have been at least 12 school shootings in America so far in 2018.
Ugh.
It's February 15th.
Ugh.
We're averaging one just about every 3 or 4 days. How we doing, America?
Ugh.
Everyone okay with that?
Mm.
Apparently the answer is, in fact, yes, because we haven't done virtually anything to stop it.
We haven't
done virtually anything. We all know what is about to happen right now, don't we? We're going to say how sorry and shocked and sad we are, and then we're going to move on without doing anything. And then we'll express how sorry and shocked and sad we are at the next one and the one after that. Does anyone really think that we are going to do anything after these mass murders? I don't. I don't believe that. I don't believe in a single one of these politicians. I don't believe any of them have the courage it takes to actually push through reform. Why? Because history. And let's face it, it's not all on them, because we, the people, are the ones who hire and fire these politicians. So if we don't get serious, neither will they. 5 years ago, I was live on the air and pregnant with my third child when 20 first graders were shot to death in school in Newtown, Connecticut. That was the one. That was the one where we all thought, now we will do something. Now we have.
See, we're going to do something. Let's see what she suggests.
Have to change. But we didn't. In fact, since Newtown, there have been nearly 300 school shootings in America.
Did you know that? That there were 300 school shootings? Did you know that? Are you seeing what happened in Fort Lauderdale? Do you remember the other 299? Good Lord.
About one a week.
Yeesh. Okay.
If 20 dead first graders don't spur people to action, what will? Yes, there was an act signed into law by President Obama just about 15 months ago targeting mental health reforms. It pushes for early intervention for kids showing signs of mental illness. But guess what? It hasn't been funded by Congress. It's a beautiful piece of paper. I'm sure it's a great comfort to the folks in Florida today. We had a woman on this show just last week jumping up and down, a mother, trying to warn people that her own son is a potential danger. She's seen it. She said he's been killing animals, consuming dark and disturbing pornography, and no one will help her. She said their social worker dumped the family after learning how disturbed her son was. What could possibly go wrong? And then there is the truth that mental instability by itself is not a great predictor of a mass shooting. Most mentally ill people do not commit murder.
I'm going to stop right there. When I come back, Rob Pincus is going to be here, but I want to play the remainder of this because it's important. Because I want to hear what Megyn Kelly suggests. Don't you? Don't you want to know what she suggests? And by the way, when you talk about not doing anything, that's the same as saying we have to do something. I'll be back right after this on Armed American Radio, and I'll make some suggestions for Megyn Kelly.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, you know, the FBI, there's an FBI agent today made a comment that I quote, "The potential for the FBI to miss something is always there," is what he said during a press conference down in Broward. And he also said that protocol wasn't followed to get the information that was given to them to the Miami office. Okay? So what does that mean? What does that say? You blame the FBI? You know, it's pretty hard to blame the FBI for something that hasn't happened yet, right? And for God's sakes, imagine the amount of leads the FBI has coming into them, all of that they have to sift through. I mean, come on. Hindsight's 20/20. It's easy to look in the mirror and blame somebody. You know, what is Governor Scott doing calling for it? You know, I'm only telling you what he did. I'm not picking a side on this, but I'll let you make up your own mind on that. Should the FBI director resign because it was missed? You got 17 dead kids, 12 wounded. I have kids that age. If I lived in that county, that's where they would have gone to school. I dropped my daughter off at her high school today. We talked about what to do. Let me finish quickly this Megyn Kelly piece. I'm going to go to Rob Pink because I have to do this because I'm in the middle of it. I don't want to stop it. So let's keep going. I want you to listen more to what Megyn Kelly had to say today on her show. And I was curious, because I thought she was in South Korea, but I must have been wrong. Hold on.
So even if we fund the mental health reforms, how do we find the potentially deadly needles in these haystacks who are likely to blow? Well, we could start by paying attention to things like Facebook posts with ominous gun pictures coupled with social alienation and other red flag warning signs. But then what? Then what? Are we really going to loosen the standards for involuntary commitment in this country? Even if we could pay for that, good luck convincing the ACLU that it's legal. And then there are the guns. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. No gun reforms are getting through. They're not. And most of the ones that will be proposed in the wake of this shooting will be utterly meaningless and wouldn't have even arguably prevented this killing. The NRA is too powerful. Our politicians are too weak. And the guns are too ubiquitous. Guess how many guns there are in America, do you know? Over 300 million. They say 6 to 10 million AR-15s, like the one reportedly used in Florida. So now we've seen it a million times. We're going to debate that gun. But any semi-automatic pistol can unleash carnage. There was no AR-15 at Virginia Tech, and that remains the worst school shooting in U.S. history. 32 dead. Nothing changed. Nothing. Can it? In the meantime, I and other parents have to send our kids to school and play Russian roulette with their lives. My children, like yours, have to practice hiding in the bathroom to avoid an active shooter. And don't even think about letting the teacher lead a prayer to get them through that moment, because the guns are perfectly legal, but the prayers are not. I wish I had the solution. One part of it is courage. To get honest, to give a damn, to maybe take that $25 billion for the border wall and, as my friend Geraldo Rivera suggested, redirect it toward this problem. How about showing any resolve at all? Any resolve at all to actually solve this problem?
Yay! The crowd goes wild with absolutely no suggestions. That was a giant, we have to do something rant from Megyn Kelly. Did Megyn Kelly call for banning all guns? She flat out admitted that an AR-15 wasn't present in Virginia Tech. And she asked why there was no change then. We didn't do anything then. What is she suggesting we do? Here's the answer, Megan. Same thing I told Jimmy Kimmel. Arm your school. Protect your school. And if you are calling for guns to be banned, or the potential for that, start with your own armed security staff and the staff that is protecting you in that building. Put your rant where your mouth is. All right? How about it? Let's go to Rob Pincus. Rob, how you doing today, brother? You got Rob?
Hello?
There you are. Rob, what's going on, brother?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? It's been a crazy week.
Boy, it has, hasn't it?
I literally had just been talking about seven police officers shot in 7 or 8 days, about 1 week, that ended on Saturday with an officer, a high-ranking officer, killed in Chicago. And then, sure enough, we get this terrible spree killing down in Florida, and now we're dealing with the aftermath of that. And it is crazy, crazy times in the U.S. right now.
It is crazy times in the U.S., and then we have a faction that is calling for, just ripping up our Constitution rather than getting real about because we all know what could happen. It's not really a discussion I want to have with you today. I'll have that maybe on the Monster broadcast, because I'm going to ask you right now. You can join me on the Monster show. I'm assembling a really strong panel for the Sunday broadcast. You can be a part of that?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right. You know who else is a gun owner and who's going to participate in that discussion? Mike Lindell from MyPillow is going to join us for a segment on Sunday to talk about it as well. It'll be interesting to see what he has to say about it.
For sure. I didn't know he was a big gun guy.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it, believe me. Rob, one of those cops that you're talking about, 26 years old, not far from me, was murdered in the line of duty just the other day. And his wife, 26 years old, and his wife just gave birth 3 days after his death with their second child. Okay, there are problems in this country, Rob, and a lot of people want to pin it on our firearms and our freedom and everything else. And all I can tell you is it disheartens me to see knee-jerk reaction like that from what most people would consider otherwise sane individuals who just can't seem to get past the emotion of this and think logically about it. What are your thoughts on that? Because I know people had kids at that school, so I'm asking you this as someone who knows someone who had children in the school that day that were evacuated from that school and thank God are okay.
Yeah, there's definitely a emotion, but I think one of the things that comes from planning, from training, from thinking about these things, first of all, from accepting that these things are real and that they could show up in our lives, that helps you remain less emotionally reactive in the moment. And what I am seeing, and that Megyn Kelly clip that you just played is indicative of it. There was an FBI agent yesterday who broke down in tears, 2 days ago, broke down in tears while trying to talk about active shooter response as a former counterterrorism expert with the FBI. And he just went into a tear-filled rant on, I think it was CNN. And I get the emotions, but what I don't get is the how commonplace it's becoming that the professionals who are supposed to be communicating valuable information, and Megyn Kelly, last time I checked, that within the last couple of years, she was a respected journalist, and now she's just emotionally pandering to her audience, as you called out.
Right.
The audience goes crazy, but she didn't say anything. She says things to trigger more emotional responses. You can't pray in school, but you can have guns there. She knows that's facetious. She knows that's disingenuous. But
right.
She says it because she knows that's what her crowd is going to respond to. And it's unfortunate because it distracts from the real things we should be talking about, which obviously involve trying to spot these guys before they're able to act, trying to without, throwing away the Fourth Amendment, making sure that we get control over people who do pose a threat to their communities and to other people around them. I had done an interview Sunday morning for a online article about the military adding 4,000 names to the prohibited persons list. And I said in that article, they quoted me, look, at the end of the day, after talking about what NICS is and that, yes, obviously clearing up these backlogs is important. At the end of the day, if someone is going to be willing to kill school children, they're not going to be stopped by simply the fact that they might have to show their ID. They're going to find another way.
That's true.
And, 4 hours later, we're talking about school children being killed by someone who legally could purchase a firearm. And now the questions are, well, should he have been able to legally purchase a firearm based on some of the behavioral cues that he had been putting out and some of the problems he had? And we have issues with, if you do something as a minor, the day you turn 18, that all gets washed away. We have issues with HIPAA and mental health issues being talked about and being shared. We have all kinds of privacy issues that are important. There's bureaucracy issues. Agencies don't speak well to one another, even after, we were all told after 9/11 that was all going to be fixed. That hasn't
been fixed.
All right,
Rob, stop right there. Great place to take a break. When we come back, I want to continue that discussion because you're opening up something that really, truly needs to be discussed. Because this isn't about guns. It's about what Rob Pincus is talking about right now. Kind of tough to do, though, without a sixth sense, though, maybe, huh? We'll talk about it when we come back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
How to free gun sound? I like that sound, right? Well, you're in luck. USCCA is adding some serious bang to your February. They're here to give every responsible armed American the protection they deserve. That's you. So they're giving away a gun every single day, a different one every day. And today's the day you add a brand new handgun to your arsenal, maybe, right? It's true. It could happen. Somebody's getting them every day. You could win a brand new gun this week, but it's not just one. It could be as many as 10, because there's sometimes 10 chances every single day. It all ends soon. Don't get left behind. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now to reveal what gun you could take home today. To find out which gun it is, simply go over to armedandresponsible.com right now. And hurry, because today's gun disappears at midnight. Don't kick yourself tomorrow for missing your opportunity today. Armedandresponsible.com to get entered to win right now. It's free. Armedandresponsible.com. Warfighter Tobacco. Go get some. Unleash the warfighter in you. Buy yourself a cigar. Buy one for somebody else. If you don't smoke cigars, you don't know anybody who does, you don't want to give out gifts, that's great. Head over to them, to Warfighter Tobacco. Pick up some apparel. Cigar smoker, maybe there's tons of accessories out there if you know somebody that might need some, or want some accessories for gifts. Great stuff. There's coffee. There's shirts. There's glasses. There's all kinds of cool stuff over there. Warfighter Tobacco, the vets supports 100% veteran-owned. They support us. Let's support them, okay? Use the promo code AAR, AAR on checkout. Take 10% off of everything except the small sample packs. They're already heavily discounted. And don't forget to visit usccaonair.com. The Gun A Day giveaway is in full bore over there at usccaonair.com. That's my site for you for everything USCCA. That's why the on air is there, right? That's how we give you all the cool stuff that they do. Rob Pincus, let's go back to you. You were talking about after 9/11 and all the talk we hear and all the clamor we hear. I guess I can ask you to pick back up on that, but I want to say one thing first. You mentioned something about Megyn Kelly that I wanted to jump in on, and that is that she knows better. She knows what she's doing. She suggested nothing, just like Jimmy Kimmel. You missed that when I played that little dopey crybaby rant in segment number one. He said we have to do something. He used the word something 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times without ever suggesting anything. okay? The same thing Megyn Kelly did. It's a ruse. It's a farce. Both of these people are looking for ratings. Megyn Kelly more so than Jimmy Kimmel. I think at this stage of the game, he doesn't give a crap that he's alienated half of America who will never turn him back on again. But this is a ratings ploy with Megyn Kelly, and it's bad. It's doing damage to the country, and I think she knows that. Don't you think she knows that, you know, to her, maybe it's just a ratings thing in the long run, right?
Yeah, well, I don't think that the emotion isn't real, and I don't think that some of the opinions being expressed aren't real. And the helplessness, honestly, that's coming through and the feeling of powerlessness that these people are being frustrated by, all that's real. I think that there's got to be a professional discipline to standing in front of a national audience or sitting in front of a national audience and not rabble-rousing or pandering for applause or capitalizing on a ratings opportunity, but to express those opinions, express the remorse, express the frustration, but also – if you don't have anything productive really to offer, maybe try to facilitate the communication with the people that do have something practical to offer to your audience, as opposed to just venting your emotions and ranting and really not helping, but in fact, probably just spreading that frustration and spreading that emotional reaction instead of a real practical attempt at a response, at least.
You know, the only people I know that are coming up with solutions and vocalizing them are the pro-rights individuals. The gun prohibitionists are suggesting nothing other than the political agenda of take away guns, take away guns. And that's never going to happen in America, and they have to know that. And they do. Many of them do at the upper echelons. The little dopes that wear the shirts that go around and, you know, make waves, they don't. They've just been sucked into this from an emotional standpoint. Unfortunately, it's sad, but they have. But the people in the higher echelons, they know what's going on. They're doing it intentionally to gin up trouble. Rob, let's go to some of the stuff that you teach, all right? What can be done if you find yourself in this situation? Do you want to head in that direction for the remainder of this final segment?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's always, you know, an unfortunate reality that people pay more attention to this information and they look for this information more in the immediate aftermath of a spree killing than at any other time. And I think it's important that we put that information out there. So, you know, if you have someone that maybe if you're a regular listener to Armed American Radio, you've heard this before. If you're a regular follower of some of the stuff I put out, Personal Defense Network, you've heard it put out before. But share this with someone. Post this link to the archive on this show from armedamericanradio.com so that people can hear the last segment and learn about evading, barricading, and responding if necessary, fighting if necessary, because those are the three steps. You know, we talk about my friend who sent me screenshots of the text conversation he was having with his daughter in that school in Parkland about being stuck in a closet, hiding in a closet, when they could have broken out a window or opened a window and escaped that building. You know, the fact is, if you're not where the killing is happening, you're probably 100% safer or something approaching 100% safer. So at the opportunity that you have to leave, that's what we want people to do. All the way back to Columbine, everyone has that image burned into their minds of the kids dangling out of the second story windows and dropping to the ground and running away. Sandy Hook, there was one classroom where the only kids who weren't injured or killed were the four or five that ran past the killer when he kicked the door open or got through the door and came in with his gun. They ran past him and left the campus, those young kids. So we need to empower kids, first of all, to not worry so much about attendance and accountability, but to worry about not being where the killing is happening. So evade, get away if you can. And in corporate world, everybody knows that. Break the window, leave the corporate building, leave the campus, unless you're pinned in. And if you're pinned in, that's the next step. That's barricade. And we define barricading as making it harder for the bad guy to get into a position to hurt you. So do whatever you can do. And of course, this is what the schools have gotten really good at. Locking the doors, securing the doors, getting out of view from the windows, from the hallways, out of view from exterior windows, getting into a closet or getting into a corner where you aren't seen as a target. You know, hiding is part of barricading, but it shouldn't be the only thing we're teaching these kids to do. But barricading is incredibly important. And then the last step, of course, is fight. And I got to tell you, I was really disappointed with one of the CNN anchors. I forget who it was. Actually, I take it back. It was Tucker Carlson. And I was listening, going back and forth between Anderson Cooper, who I thought did a great job of respectfully not using the killer's name and making a point not to, back to Tucker Carlson. And Tucker Carlson said, I've never heard anyone talk about fighting. He had a guest on that said, you know, if you need to, the last thing is fight. Everybody's been talking about fighting for years. I don't know where Tucker's been, but even the federal government talks about run, hide, fight. And we talk about that response, and that response is you must be willing to fight. Now, in our schools, a lot of times we don't talk about it, but, you know, there's that one school in Alabama that had all the kids bring canned goods. You know, each kid brings two cans of, you know, Dinty Moore stew or whatever, puts it in the back of the room. And if there's going to be a killer come in that room with a rifle, with a knife, with whatever, he's going to be met with a bunch of middle schoolers throwing canned food at him or hitting him in the head with those cans of food. And just anything that we can do to empower people and our school kids to fight back when they need to, and to give them permission to do it ahead of time so they're not improvising it. We know that I think the last study I saw was 260-something spree killings. Department of Homeland Security, and this is all available online. It's a public information document, a research study they did. Department of Homeland Security, 260-something incidents, and something like 40% of them were stopped by relatively untrained people who were not armed with firearms or anything else, just simply fighting against the spree killer. So it's incredibly important to prepare yourself to fight if you need to. So get away if you can. Make it harder for the bad guy to get to you if you're trapped in a building or on an upper floor or something like that. And then when that bad guy shows up in your space, it's too late to hope that the SWAT team's going to show up. You are your own bodyguard. You've got to fight. And those are the three
7 to 9 minutes
to talk about.
7 to 9 minutes is the average length that something like this goes on, and during that time, many, many, many people can be killed. Rob Pincus, thank you for all of that advice. We're going to be bringing you on the Monster broadcast this weekend. You'll be just one of a number of experts, panelists that I bring onto the program this week to talk about this as next week gets started, and we'll do that on the Monster cast with just an exceptional guest lineup, and I'm looking forward to having you on. Rob, real quick, you got 10 seconds. Where can people find you real fast?
PersonalDefenseNetwork.com and look at Active Shooter Response. Lots of free information.
Active Shooter Response, PersonalDefenseNetwork.com. Rob Pincus, thanks for everything that you do, brother. All right, the Monster Cast this weekend. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be huge. The conversation is going to be off the hook. We have a lot to talk with you about. The 3 hours will not be enough. So study up, get your notebook out. In the meantime, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you on the MonsterCast this weekend. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.